Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's. I'm so excited. We made it. I told you guys we are going to make it through the corona, through 2020. And we are in a new year and also a beginning of a new decade. It is an amazing thing to think of. I don't know about you, but I have prepared my mind that this new year is going to be a wonderful, great year filled with new heights and new blessings and new everything. I can just smell it. I refuse to be one of those people who are being negative and saying people said the same thing. 2020 was an amazing year for me. I don't know about you, because a lot of people died. We did not catch the corona. We don't even know if we got the corona, and we didn't fall sick. So it's an addition, it's a privilege. And I'm grateful to God that I am alive. I don't know about you guys, but then, as you know, I love you guys so much. I would advise you to be grateful. Go down on your knees. Worship God. Praise Him, because it is not because you enter the safest cars or you're the most cautious person on earth, but because of His mercy. And we cannot take it for granted. We cannot take it for light. So, please and please make sure you pen down all the beautiful things you want God to do for you in this year. I know people say, oh, I'm tired of writing New Year resolution. Don't make it a New Year resolution. Make it a to-do list of all the beautiful things you would want to accomplish in 2020. I'm a believer of planning ahead, because I mean, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. I believe in that so much. I love to plan. So make sure you start the year with a plan for your life, for your business, whatever you want to go into. And most of all, make sure you bag it up with your God. You know, make sure God is number one before any other thing. And even when you start the projects, make Him number one, and you enjoy a beautiful, smooth 2021. I'm so excited. I give God all the glory. I'm sorry, guys and listeners, about my last podcast. It hurt me and my family. We had to spend the Christmas mourning our sister, but God is faithful. He preserved us, and He knows best why she had to go at the time she did. And to everyone who reached out to me, I'm grateful to God and I say thank you. I love you guys so much. Happy New Year's again. And this year, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm thinking of starting something. It's in the pipeline, but then you guys are my people, so I'll definitely let you know when everything comes to play. I love you guys, and do have a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful year. Bye, guys. Love you guys, and thank you for listening to Jay's Talk.